fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 10th day of February here at Republic Broadcasting. Vitamins and mineral supplements, but that would be a smart thing. I heard a tone there. I don't know what that means. It probably doesn't mean anything. This is Firearms Monday. Visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The Facebook page is Freedom Center USA. The telephone number down in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri is 417-718-2597. Let's continue, Sam.
Well, John, we were going to talk a little bit of... Can you hear me now?
Go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
Okay, we were going to talk a little bit about the attitudes of people and living in fear versus not living in fear. So, you know, running a gun store and a range, I get people come in all the time that are prepper-minded, that are security-minded, that are concerned about the politics of what's going on. And you are right to be concerned. But I want to talk a little bit about the fear. Fear is good in the sense that it motivates you a little bit. But, you know, we get people come in that will watch something on Fox News, and it will upset them so much that they'll drive straight to my shop, and they'll buy a gun, or they'll buy a bucket of freeze-dried food, or they'll order a bunch of ammunition, that type of thing. And that's not the right way to be prepared. That's no way to live. And, you know, some people live to prep. And I would highly encourage you not to do that, because I've seen, living with that level of fear, how it's taken a toll on certain people that come in my shop and have been coming in over the years. And so I want to encourage people to sit down, put together a simple plan: food, water, ammunition, night vision thermal, cleaning supplies, spare parts. And I want you to work that plan. And I want you to not worry about it. Get the plan, get a schedule based on your financial situation of what you want to do, and then start executing that plan as finances allow. And don't think about it when you're not making a purchase. Don't worry about it. Go on and live your life, enjoy your life, be an American, have fun, spend time with your family. You know, don't get caught up in this prepper mode 24-hour-a-day thing. Put together a good plan. Talk to John or talk to someone like myself. Put together a good, solid plan based on your finances and work the plan, and don't worry about it the rest of the time. 99% of your life should be about doing your best at work, treating your family well, relating to your friends, and enjoying life. It shouldn't be about prepping. It shouldn't be about this fear mindset. And the media will drive you to a fear mindset. The media will make you afraid of things like coronavirus and all this other stuff that has about a 0% chance of affecting your life at this point. You know, and so I want people to look at the environment, put together a plan, and not live in fear. But make sure your plan's effective, you know, and I think that's the way to live. And I think John's a great example of this. John's very security-minded. John, you're very security-minded. You have a lot of skills, a lot of knowledge. You talk to a lot of different people with they're experts in various areas. But when you're with John personally, and I'll speak from my own experience, John doesn't live in fear. John's not scared of all this stuff. John's not Chicken Little running around saying the sky's falling. You know, John's got his act together. John's got his plan. He's executed his plan. And it doesn't consume his life. He can still relate to people in a normal, happy way. And I think that's the healthy way to live, you know. And if you're a Christian, you know, Jesus said, don't fear, men. Don't be afraid. Don't have fear. Fear only your Father in heaven is, I think, the advice that Jesus gave human beings. And I think that's a good way to live.
Well, I agree absolutely, Sam. I encourage people to have what I call prudent preparations, working within your budget, working within your abilities. And I encourage people to take joy in what they can do as opposed to anguishing over what they cannot do. And if you can incorporate those things to your life, you'll have a much better life, won't you?
Absolutely, and I can draw a real stark contrast for you. One type of person will see something on Fox News, oh my Lord, they're coming to take our guns, and they'll literally rush from their car into my store, and they'll say, I need to buy a 9mm handgun. How much ammo do you have? And their rate of speech is even higher than normal.
Right.
And
right.
Because they're scared, they're upset. And here's the opposite. Here's the other end of the spectrum. Guy will walk in, he'll sign up, he'll go out and shoot a little bit with his handgun, he'll come back in the shop and he'll say, hey Sam, when's your next training class for handguns? You know, I just feel like I could up my skill level a little bit. And I'll say, oh, well, we got something going on in April. You should sign up. And, okay, how much is the class? You know, and so they're looking at a positive action step to work on their skills and to be better prepared. And they're doing it in a very calm manner. And that's the difference. Are you going to spend money because you're scared? Or are you going to think through things carefully and acquire skills? Because sometimes skills are just as important as tools. It does well, you no well, good to have a Ma Deuce on the back of your truck if you don't know how to load it.
Absolutely.
It does you no good to have a sidearm on your side if you can't get it in play in time to save your life or your friend's life. You know, Jack Wilson learned that hard lesson in the church a month ago in Texas. It does you no good to have a concealed carry pistol on your back underneath your coat if you can't reach it in time. And so a lot of times skill and knowledge and situational awareness are just as important as tools and props.
Well, it's hard to put one above the other. They're all important.
Yes. Yes, but understanding how this stuff works and being able to think without fear and think clearly is really, really important, especially before the events happen, because oftentimes the preparation that you do from a training standpoint, from an equipment selection standpoint, from an instructor selection standpoint, these choices you make ahead of time will determine whether you live or die.
Well, let's move forward from that just a little bit and talk about the difference between fear and courage. Now, courage is not the absence of fear. Courage is acting in spite of the fear. I saw this firsthand in combat in Vietnam, where the first shot fired, the guy next to me literally curled up into the field position while I continued to look over the berm seeking targets. So I was no less fearful than the guy next to me. I was just able to act in spite of my fear. And people, that's where training comes in, where you have train and train and train over and over again. There's still going to be that lingering question in your mind of what you'll do when that first shot's fired. But the more training you have, the better chance you have of acting and responding in a proper manner, correct?
Oh, I think you're 100% correct, John. I had a number of people come in my shop getting ready for our CQB training classes coming up in a month or so. And so they're looking at chest rigs, looking at mag holders, you know, bringing their equipment, and Sam, do you think this will work for the class? I mean, I got multiple people coming in and out this past week trying to get their kit up to speed so they're ready to take this class. And it's interesting, the questioning, because they'll say, well, for the class, can I just use this belt? Do I have to wear my chest rig? And my answer to that question is, if you were in a firefight in your neighborhood or in your community, would you just be wearing the belt or would you have your chest rig on? Oh, I'd have my chest rig on. I would definitely, yeah, if I knew I was going to get in a firefight or defend, I'd have my, I said, so why would you come to the class without the tools you want to learn how to fight with? And then they look at me all sheepish. Yeah, well, I guess that makes sense. And, right. And when we say, train the way you're going to fight and fight the way you've trained, we mean it. That's a serious concept that you need to apply to everything that you're doing in this area. You know, you can't come to a class with a belt and then fight effectively at night with a chest rig you've never practiced with.
That's right. That's right. Sam, we got a couple of callers on hold. First, we go to Tim in Brooklyn. Good morning, Tim.
Yes, Jim from Brooklyn. Along Jim. With what you're saying, you must discuss this before, but going right along with that is that before a person arms up, he should have a proper gun safe and familiarize himself with it. I myself, I'm not a locksmith and I'm not a thief, but I am very familiar with the manipulation of mechanical, you know, the old-fashioned dial locks, like the Sergeant and Greenleaf and the guard. And actually, when I bought some of those, they were brand new, taken off gun safes by dealers who replaced them with the push-button locks, you know, the automatic, the electronic locks, or the biometric ones with the thumbprints. But the point I'm making is, I believe, and I'm sure you do too, that before a person really gets started, he should have a good gun safe and familiarize himself with it. And if it's a dial lock, an old-fashioned Group 2 mechanical lock with a dial, like the standard Sergeant and Greenleaf, you should never keep it on what they call day lock. I'm sure you're familiar with what day lock is, where you don't have to turn all the numbers to get the safe open. Don't ever use that. And also, a person should have, if he anticipates increasing his armory, he should buy a safe a little bit bigger than what he needs at the moment.
That's good advice. I like that. Jim, you got any follow-up there, Sam?
Oh, I think he's spot on. I want to ask him, is there anything else he'd like to add? Because I think that's great advice.
Well, there are, you know, there is the concept of if you can get the safe open on time, that's why these biometric safes are very good. But And one more thing, you have to worry. I'm sure you've heard of this also with regard to pupil reading and thumbprint readings, that a serious thief or criminal could actually drag you over and press your thumb against it, or even cut off your finger or take your eye out to open the safe. So that's not usual, but it's something to be considered also. So anyhow, so there are a lot of concepts. I read, the reason I got started in this is because I have been over the years, and I'm not going to say why, I have been a victim of covert entry into my premises. And I kept getting better and better locks and all kinds of different things. I went up through all of them, you know, multi-locks and medicos. And in doing so, when people were getting through, I kept going onto the internet, and I discovered that there's basically no lock that can't be picked or impressioned or decoded. So, again, I'm not a locksmith, but I have actually given advice to locksmiths in a casual way before. But I don't want to say too much more about that, except that what I said, I think a good safe and familiarizing yourself with it, it should actually coincide with or precede the purchase of firearms.
Yes, I like that, and I appreciate the call.
Okay, Jim, bye. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Our next caller is John, Tennessee. Thank you. John, Tennessee, good morning.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Sam. Sam, last week I called you asking about laser snap caps. I have some good news. The G-Sight laser snap cap will work with laser light training aids. So, you know, you can get two for the cost of one of the laser light. So I would say hurrah. And it's been a long time since I've been to the range. But from across the room, I'm still doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm going to enjoy this, Sam. Now, I would suggest anyone that doesn't want to spend a fortune in ammo, going to the range is great. But if you've got 20 minutes a day free time in your house, there's no reason not to exercise yourself. I'm loving it.
Let me ask you a question. What caliber are you using that in?
40 S&W.
And do they make a 9mm and a 45 product that works the same?
Yeah, they make a 45, a 9mm, a 380. They actually make AR ammo cartridges. They make 38 Special. You know, you could find probably nearly any wheel gun snap cap would do the same thing. So,
oh, that's fantastic.
And
so
like
is the laser a red light? Is it like 635 nanometers?
I don't know what the frequency is on it, but yeah, it's a red light. And, you know, I think they're claiming that it's 1/100th of a second that it actually puts a light on the target. And you remain ignorant of your shots until you do a precision shot to show, you know, where your grouping is at. And another precision shot will clear the target. You can start over.
Oh, that's very cool. So, you know, that's a great dry fire practice tool. And if it's a red light that you can see with your eyes, can you see the flash with your eyes?
Yeah, absolutely. And the amazing thing, before, when I first put it in, the box was in another part of the house. You know, and I didn't even have batteries in the box at that time, because it is battery operated, three AA batteries. But with the gun empty, ammo in the other room, all the safety precautions, I just pointed up at the corner in the bathroom up above the shower, and from my eye, I was within 1 inch of the ceiling in the corner's intersection. So, I mean, it's going to help me. I have no doubt that it's going to help me. Now, you don't deal with the recoil, but you can definitely exercise your trigger control.
John,
your stance,
we got a break.
You know.
Thank you for your call. Give us an update when you've been training.
Right.
Let's know if it's working out. We have a break.
All right. Thank you.
We'll be right back. so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
All right, we're back. John and Jerry Moore here on Monday, the 10th day of February here at Republic Broadcasting. I'll be speaking in Indianapolis with Paul Begley May 1st and 2nd. Details and tickets at my website at thelibertyman.com. This is Firearms Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The Facebook page is Freedom Center USA. The telephone number is 417-718-2597. Let's continue, Sam.
Well, my friend just sent me an interesting meme with a beautiful whitetail buck, gorgeous background. And it says, you don't need 30 rounds to hunt with. That may be true, but the Founding Fathers didn't write the Second Amendment because the deer were coming. I think that's kind of funny, actually. It's got a cute picture of a deer staring at you like, what are you doing here? But yeah. I think it's an important point that we have collectivists and communists that want to take over this country and destroy America. And that's not an exaggeration. That's not a lie. That's a stated fact. These people have written their intentions down on paper. They've talked about them on camera, on public television. You've got guys like Bernie Sanders, who is now, by the way, claiming he's not a communist. He wants to take over healthcare, take over industry, raise taxes, basically rob people of money they've earned and give it to people that don't work. And he's not a communist. So he's got a good chance of winning this Democrat primary as well. I mean, he's got a legit chance. He should have won it last time, but Hillary's superdelegate friends took it from him, even though he had many more votes in the Democratic primary.
I hope he gets, I mean, any of them would be a great person to be against President Trump. I would really like to see Bernie Sanders be the Democratic candidate. It would be a hoot to see that, see the debates. President Trump will tear him up one side and down the other, wouldn't he?
It would be a comedy show for all ages to watch. I mean, it would just be fantastic. And, you know, we need the contrast in this country. We need to put on display a guy like Donald Trump and a communist side by side in several national debates. We need the whole country to see this circus show and see what these communists are about. Bernie Sanders came out last week and flat out said, of course we're going to take away the AR-15s. That's just the beginning. He's saying this in the debates on national television, for God's sake.
Who's the we? Him and his staff members? The sheriffs aren't going to cooperate. They'll shut it down.
Maybe him and Antifa. I don't know. You know, I wish them luck.
Well, it's going to be a fascinating 8 months leading up to the first Tuesday of November.
Well, here's the really sad part is that there's so many police officers out there that will follow orders if they're told to take guns away, particularly in the large cities, not so much in the rural counties. If you're a deputy in a rural county, you know, like Laclede County, where I live, you probably live in or around Lebanon, Missouri. You probably went to high school with 70% of the people that live in and around this area. And you go around trying to take guns, the people here will just shoot you. And so in the cities, you got people that live outside the cities working as police officers. You got people outside the cities working as police officers that are liberal. You got people that have no sense and no training, no moral framework. If they're ordered to take guns, just like in New Orleans, they're going to go around taking guns. And I'm just telling you, this stuff is going to come to a head in the next 18 months.
It will. It will. My hope, my belief is the Virginia State House, the Virginia State Senate will see the biggest turnover since they've been doing business. I think their next election is November 2021. That's my hope. What do you think?
So is Virginia not going to elect any politicians on Tuesday in November this year?
I don't know what happens, but the turnover that we're looking at right now happened just a few months ago, this past November. So the next election I'm aware of, and I'm not all that up on Virginia politics, next election I'm aware of is in November 2021 for the Virginia State House.
Well, that's a really ugly thing. They better get some recall elections going before that date. You know, what Virginia did was they passed a law. As soon as guys started filing for recall elections for the governor and some of these liberal senators, they passed a law, rammed it through, that changed the percent you needed for a recall election from 10% of the previous election to 25%. So you need to have signatures that equal 25% of the previous election total. And instead of giving them 90 days to collect those signatures, they gave them 60 days. So they immediately changed the law to make themselves harder to recall.
Of course, I'm shocked. We have a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 10th day of February. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We're hoping, and may already be posted, I haven't checked yet this morning, to get the video up. This is Bill Gates giving a speech. It's called a TED Talk. There's been dozens, hundreds of TED Talks. This particular TED Talk had to do with population reduction, reducing the world's population 10 to 15%. Bill Gates, of course, is in favor of that, and he lists a number of things to reduce the world's population by 10 to 15%. At the 4 minute plus mark, he lists one of those things to reduce the population as being vaccinations. Vaccinations. So you need to, hopefully that video is posted or soon will be. I'll be talking to my webmaster Tim Spencer to be sure we get that up. That's very strong evidence. I could use that in court to prove that Bill Gates is going to use vaccinations to murder people. Also, my website, something that will help you be healthy. As my wife, Dr. Moore, used to say, when you sleep is when you heal. That's where the energy cleaner comes in. I sleep as good as a small child every night. I wake up pain-free, refreshed, ready to meet the challenges of the day. You can also, if you have an energy cleaner. Check out the details at my website at thelibertyman.com. The patent application information, fascinating how this thing came to being. Then you can go ahead and place your order for an energy cleaner and a mattress pad right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. So check that out. Place your order. As soon as I'm back from this cruise, I'll get everything packed up and shipped out the door. This is Firearms Monday, visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The telephone number down there in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri is 417-718-2597. Let's continue, Sam.
Well, John, this is the time of the show where I tend to remind people you need to have one effective semi-auto rifle suppressed that you can use in a close quarters battle situation at close range at night. And that might be an AR-15 with a piston kit and a suppressor with an aim point, Comp M5 red dot sight. It might be a 6.5 Grendel in an AR-15 setup. It might even be an AK with a pick rail on it and proper sights. But if you don't have one good rifle you can effectively engage with at night, and you've got 30 safe queens, rifles and shotguns and pistols sitting in your safe collecting dust, you are making an enormous mistake. You've got to change your priorities. Sell a couple of those safe queens and get one good weapon system you can bet your life on.
Absolutely.
And I don't mean the 30-06 bolt gun with the high-powered scope you use to deer an elk hunt with. That's not an effective weapon system at night. It's a whole different tool to be able to engage, identify, and engage at night. And we are quickly, with as aggressive as these state legislatures are, we are quickly coming to the point where they will outlaw thermal. They're already trying to outlaw suppressors. And so you need to get this done. You need to shake some things up in your own little world, sell that jet ski, sell those safe queens, and get yourself a good suppressed rifle that you can fight with at night. And put a good thermal sight on it and a good red dot sight. If you don't have that one thing, you're making a huge mistake. And the second thing is you need to get a sidearm and some kit that will hold some spare magazines and some body armor. I'm telling you, they're going to outlaw all this stuff probably within the next 18 months. I'm predicting that as aggressive as these state legislatures are being, that they're going to figure out that they need to outlaw all this stuff at the state level because they know they'll never get it passed at the federal level. And they figured out they've just got to throw a little bit of money at each state rather than try and lobby these expensive congressmen where they're a lot more expensive to buy off at the federal level. And so they've adopted a strategy to attack the states and dump money into the states and influence a few key state legislatures. And they're going to try and get this stuff banned. And you need to get this equipment and have it ready to go and be trained in how to use it before all this stuff gets banned, not trying to scrounge for something afterwards. It's important that the timing of it, that you prioritize now and not later. If you've ever not procrastinated on something in your entire life, don't procrastinate on this one.
Sam, one of the attendees at my seminar in Orlando this past Saturday, he surprised me. He's one of my neighbors. He lives about 3 miles from my driveway. He surprised me showing up with his adult daughter. And we were talking privately about that very thing, about the absolute need to have night vision thermal imaging right now. And he's a prepper. He's a great guy, very bright. But he just hadn't thought about it. He simply had not thought about it. It's just not part of his world. But we're also at a point, Sam, I believe, in states like Virginia, California, Illinois, where very soon a 100-year-old bolt-action rifle with a telescopic scope on it would be an illegal sniper rifle, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. These people are going to outlaw. I mean, when Bernie Sanders says on national TV that we're not only going to ban AR-15s, we're going to come and take them. You know, now there are logistical challenges to that for him for sure. But my point is they don't really have to take your guns. all they have to do is show up to your house after they've passed a law making them illegal, and they'll just arrest you at work. Or they'll take your kids from school and put them in a foster home and say, you're not fit to be a parent because you're a criminal and won't turn in your AR-15. Or they'll shut down your bank account and not allow you to do business normally and force you out of your home. I mean, they have all kinds of mechanisms once they start this adverse legislation stuff to put pressure on people to do what they want. And Germany didn't go down the way it did from 36 to 45 because the government couldn't find creative ways to pressure people into doing things they knew were wrong.
That's right. That's right. And what happened in Germany is something to be aware of and certainly something to observe, how a country with universities that have been open every business day for centuries, with some of the highest developed culture, very bright, well-educated people, could devolve into what it devolved into, where they basically almost destroyed themselves. So we don't want that to happen to our country. The way to stop that is to get people registered to vote, get them out to vote in November, support Constitution, believing Constitution supporting candidates. And we still got the numbers to change this around, don't we, Sam?
We do. We have the mechanisms to fix this peacefully, and we need to. But we can't wait. We've got to prepare for contingencies because sometimes things don't go your way. And let's say that you live in a conservative state like Missouri where you have these heroic senators who will absolutely filibuster any gun control that comes to the House floor. But the people in Missouri supporting the people in other states that aren't so lucky that might turn the tide in our favor. And so you have to have your own house in order. You have to live with margin. You have to be prepared. Because there may come a time where the battle is won or lost based on your actions, not relying on someone else to do the right thing. And so you have to be, as an individual, prepared and ready and trained, and you have to be prepared for various contingencies that could happen.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I could not agree more. If you got a question or comment, give us a call at 800-313-9443. Well, at the moment, on the 10th day of February, night vision is easily available. Thermal imaging is easily available. Body armor. Of course, all the rifles, shotguns, pistols, ammunition, magazines are all readily available right now as we speak. It would be foolish to think that. Right.
Yeah, why pass up the opportunity? You know, about 5 years ago, I bought some kit, some new stuff. I bought a chest rig from First Spear. I bought some high-end hard armor plates for rifle round protection. You know, and we started selling a lot of this stuff in the shop. I bought some of the nicer stuff for myself. And my whole rig costs about $3,000. Now, in today's environment, today's market, you can buy a fantastic chest rig for $200. You can put ammo magazine pockets on that rig for about $200. You can get high-density polymer plates that were just becoming available 5 years ago that are now under $300 a plate, and they used to be $1,200 a plate. And so now you can buy these absolutely high-speed, lightweight, level 3 plus, level 4 armor plate for less than $600 for a pair.
You want to mention a brand or a place to get these?
Yeah, the Freedom Center. Call me.
All right.
Inexpensively. And you can get the stuff that works literally for less than $900. And you can have a rig that's equivalent to mine in almost every respect. And 5 years ago, my chest rig cost over $3,000.
Amazing. We had a caller on hold. We got Mike in Arizona. Good morning, Mike.
JR, good morning.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I'm tuning in a little bit late to your broadcast. I don't know if you got that, but talking about gun grabbers, as far as I know, this is a brand new bill that's been introduced in the state of Arizona. It's SB 1625. SB 1625. And it's, you know, it's got the standard assault rifle, high-capacity magazine, possession, manufacture, transfer, this, that, registration. So I just want to get the word out that, you know, Arizona's been rated by Guns and Ammo magazine as the most free Second Amendment state in the union for, like, the last 12 years in a row. And now all of a sudden we got 12 Democrats sponsoring this bill. And I just wanted to pass that information on. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Mike. Arizona's got to put up a barrier between them and California, don't they, Sam?
Boy, if you talk about a good place to build a wall, that might be it between California. Yeah. 'Cause apparently a lot of the liberals have leaked out of California and infected Arizona's legislature. And I'm glad Mike called in because he brings up a great point. These gun grabbers, they're attacking everywhere now. I mean, it's not just the liberal states. They're going after red states. They're going after rural America, Midwestern America, places like Virginia, Arizona, Missouri. I mean, it's just unbelievable the gall of these people. And if it'll happen in Arizona, guess what? It'll happen in your state.
Absolutely. Well, I know a lot of special forces retirees are retired Arizona. They like the climate. And there's a lot of retired special forces in Arizona, aren't there?
You know, there's a bunch. You know, you see a lot of them in mid to upstate New York. You see a lot of them in Virginia. You see a bunch of them in northern Arkansas, southern Missouri. You know, there's little pockets of SF guys that retire. And for various reasons, but the weather in Arizona is certainly a huge attraction for West Coast SEALs and special forces in the Army. They love Arizona because of the weather, and it's going to be really interesting. I don't think these politicians have any idea what these retired SF guys are capable of, and they might not understand that they might be writing their own death warrant with some of this stuff, because people aren't going to put up with this a whole lot longer. It's not going to go on. I don't think it can go on another 2 years. I think 18 months, and it's going to be really, really ugly if the Supreme Court doesn't step in and put an end to this crap.
Sam, at any Army post, if something really large and really expensive goes missing, the first thing the general in charge says, asks his underlings, are there any Green Berets on post? I mean, that's true. That's what happens. We got a caller and holder, Scott in Arizona. Good morning, Scott.
Hi. I just want to say there's a rally at the state capitol in Arizona, the 15th, which is Saturday, 10 to 3, I believe it is. So, the Republicans are the ones passing gun control here. Did you hear me?
Yeah. Well, seeing as how Senator John McCain came from Arizona, maybe I shouldn't be too surprised.
Yeah, well, it's the governor, Dorsey.
Let me ask you a question. Why would you have a rally at the state capitol on the weekend when nobody's there?
I have no idea. I just got an email saying that. I don't know.
Yeah, see, the rallies on the weekends, the peaceful rally in Virginia, all that stuff looks like controlled opposition. It looks like people just posturing up to make people think that there's opposition to this. But you know what? You got to get there. You guys got the gun owners in Arizona got to get to the Capitol on a Wednesday. On a Tuesday afternoon or a Wednesday morning, and get in these people's offices and tell them, you know, you're going to light this thing off if you don't knock it off right now. I mean, you got to get in their faces and let them have it. You got to let them know where you're at on this stuff. And you can't be nice about it. If you're nice about it, they don't care. They're going to go keep on. But, you know, that's a great point, is that not only is it Republicans involved in gun control in Arizona, it's Republicans in Florida involved in gun control. It's Republicans in Virginia involved in gun control. It's Republicans all over this country involved in gun control. And that's because you have these non-Republicans pretending to be Republicans. And we need to primary these guys and get them out.
Okay. Scott, thank you for your call. We got a break. We'll be right back.
All right. Goodbye.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Monday, the 10th day of February, here at Republic Broadcasting. Well, Sam, this 2 hours has flown by. We're down to the last 3.5 minutes here. I share your concern with where this country is headed, how far it's going, where it's going, how quickly it's getting there. A lot of men I work with are very concerned about what may happen following the election November of this year, only 8 months away. Do you have any Any concerns about what may happen following the November election?
Absolutely. I mean, there's a couple of different paths, directions the country could go, and when you game them out towards the end, you come up with civil unrest almost no matter what direction you go. But, you know, I want to say this, leave people with this thought. It's a very popular cliche these days to say, take your country back. Okay, and Donald Trump's in office, you know, Republicans are feeling, they're bolstered in their feeling about how things are going. But I'm telling you, it's not going as well as people think. There's a lot of real threats on the horizon. And rather than take your country back, if that's your goal, how about take back your local Republican Party? How about get in the local Republican meetings at the grassroots level and take your party back first? How about start with a small step, take your local committee back, and keep the committees from putting these rhino Republicans that support gun control in place? How about do something you can actually accomplish this year? Take your local Republican committee back and demand that we don't develop these rhino candidates that pretend to be Republicans and then get in power and start signing on to gun control laws and these egregious rights-abusive government policies. Take your local committee back. Get involved in your local Republican committee township. And that's the real stepping stone to taking your country back. So if you like the cliche, go ahead.
Many of those committee men and committee woman positions on the Republican Central Committees are vacant because of lack of interest, Sam, nationwide.
That's my point. We've got to get engaged at the local committee level if we want to take our party back and take our country back. Because right now, the collectivists and the socialists and the evil liberals have infected the Republican Party to the point where we have Republican state senators and congressmen proposing gun control legislation, not just voting for it or signing on to it. They're proposing it. And it's time to primary these idiots, get them out of office, take your local committees back.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I'm a Republican committeeman from my township, and it's you simply file for the office, and there's an election. Typically, you're unopposed, and that at the local level, that's where the action begins, isn't it?
It starts at the local committee township level, and then you get the right people into the state meetings, and you get this stuff solved.
Absolutely. Sam, thank you, sir. We'll have you back next Monday.
John, let freedom ring. Take care, brother.
That's it for today. Get medical supplies, your energy, clean, your essential oils now while you can, your firearms and ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.